Hello, and welcome to the Herald Journal's audio studio. I am digital editor Gabe Wisnett, joined today by reporter Eric Boynton. Eric has obviously been following this Clemson season, this South Carolina women's season, closely all year. And here we are in the round of 16, the Sweet 16 for both. Maybe not so much of a surprise for the South Carolina women to be back, their fifth straight year, I believe. But for the Clemson men, it's been 21 years since they've been on this stage, and obviously having one of their, you know, banner seasons as far as this program goes. We'll start out with Clemson, 79-68 over New Mexico State in the opening round, and then just absolutely demolished Auburn, 84-53 in the second round. Eric, your quick takes on, you know, Clemson's first two round performances.
Yeah, especially that win over Auburn, just so very, very impressive. That looked like one of the better second-round matchups between the SEC champs and Clemson, who tied for third in the ACC. But no less of an authority than Tim Beret, the longtime sports information director at Clemson, who's been at his job for 40 years. He said he doesn't remember anything like that performance against Auburn. It was the best performance he'd ever seen from the school's basketball team. So, yeah, to go out and beat them, they were up 40 at one point, and to just blow them away obviously gives them a lot of momentum going into the next round against Kansas. And, you know, trying to knock off the number one seeds, a whole different animal. Kansas, I think, is about a 200-mile drive from Omaha where they're playing the Sweet 16, so they'll have a decidedly home crowd advantage there. But a ton of momentum from Clemson. They're shooting the ball well. They're getting the kind of guard play from the trio of Shelton Mitchell, Gabe DeVoe, and Marquise Reed that they needed. And Eli Thomas has been just awesome in the middle. Double-digit rebounds both the opening rounds. He had 18 and 11 in the win against Auburn. So when you're getting that kind of guard play, and then you have a guy that's a better-than-average center in the middle there, 6'9", long arms, Eli Thomas, getting it done inside. It's, it should make for an interesting ball game against the number one Jayhawks.
And talking to, I spoke with Gabe DeVoe, working on a story on him from nearby Shelby. And, you know, as good as this team's offense has been, you know, with what the guard play has been doing and just the efficiency wise, their defense has been second to none either. I think their defense is falling a little bit under the radar, even though I think it's ranked like seventh best in the nation.
Yeah, and that's it's funny. Well, last year, I know a lot of people with Jerron Blossom game on board, an all-ACC performer, a lot of people expected when the transfers into the program, like Shelton Mitchell, like Marquise Reed, became eligible, like Eli Thomas, that last year they kind of expected Clemson to maybe make a few steps forward. They lost a lot of close games, but it was mainly the defense that just didn't come around. And Brad Brunell made his mark as a defensive coach. That's his bread and butter. That's how he's gotten to become an ACC coach. He's a good X's and O's guy, but his teams are known for their defense. They just didn't have it last year. But for whatever reason, this year, it's all come together. They're playing great defense. And, you know, when you play great defense, it can hold teams, make it difficult on teams to score. You're always going to have a chance to win. And then add in the fact that Clemson's shooting the ball, as we mentioned, so well. That's a great recipe for success. And, you know, we'll see if the basket looks as big out there in Omaha as it did in San Diego for the Tigers.
Yeah, that's always kind of the, I guess you would call it, the worry for these teams who get hot is, you know, you have a few days off, you have a few days to think about it, so to speak, and then you have to jump back out on the court, and then you have to play someone like Kansas. You know, but it feels like this Clemson team, given that they are senior-led, a lot of experience, a coach like Brownell, that, you know, the layoff won't be so much of an effect on them.
Yeah, I don't think so. And again, you could come out the next day you know, have a game, you know, first round game come out day, the 2 days later and not have the same kind of performance. So, you know, I don't think that'll be any kind of an excuse for this team. Either they're going to play well, shoot it well, guard well, or, you know, Kansas could be the team that has the hot day. And, you know, maybe they're just shooting it well despite a hand in their face and Clemson playing good defense. So, yeah, I don't think that'll have any kind of an effect. And like you mentioned, you know, redshirt juniors, seniors are the leaders of this Clemson team, and guys, a few guys that have played in the NCAA tournament, and now all those guys have a couple games experience, even the young guys playing in the Big Dance. So I don't think that'll be any kind of an excuse, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and then this has obviously been a topsy-turvy tournament with, you know, the first 16 seed ever to win with UMBC beating Virginia, and then, you know, a host of other upsets all throughout this tournament. So once you get to this point, of course, as we've seen before, anything can happen. And, you know, Clemson could be that team that, that nobody really picked to go to their Final Four that could make it to their Final Four.
Oh, sure. And Clemson's, you know, not your Loyola of Chicago. They're not your Nevada. You know, this is a team from the ACC. Nine teams get into the NCAA tournament. Another three made the NIT. So, you know, Clemson's played these big opponents, these talented teams all year long. So it's not like they're just a mid-major that got hot, shot the ball well, you know, for a few games and kind of, you know, made a little bit of a run. This is a team that's seen teams, you know, at Kansas's skill level all season long, you know, had a winning record in the league and in the ACC and played well. So this will be nothing that Clemson hasn't seen all year. And again, it's not like some Cinderella story. Certainly they're, if they were to advance to the Elite Eight or even the Final Four, you know, they're fifth seed. So it's not like, you know, people didn't expect that they had it in them to make this kind of run. So it wouldn't be a shocker. It would be an upset, but it wouldn't be a shocker if they were able to beat them. And then if they play Duke in the next round, if they were able to somehow get by Duke.
And let's quickly talk about the South Carolina women. Obviously, you know, fifth straight time or fifth straight year they've been to the Sweet 16. Obviously a decorated career for Wilson, go down as one of the greatest Gamecocks to ever play in any sport. Talk about, you know, their success getting, you know, going to winning it all last year. Had the target on their back all season long, and now here they are again in the Sweet 16 looking to advance further.
Right, as you mentioned, it's all really all about getting Asia Wilson some help. I mean, she had double-doubles the last couple of games. She had 25 and 11 rebounds in the win over Virginia. And it's about the Alexis Jennings, the Bianca Jacksons, the Tyesha Harrises of the world, you know, playing at their best and just giving giving the best women's player in the country a little bit of a helping hand. And, you know, they don't get a Florida State team that they've had some battles with in recent years. They get an 11th seed in Buffalo, who scored 102 in their opening round matchup, which is the first time ever in women's history that a double-digit seed topped 100 points. So, Buffalo, again, they're playing up in Albany, New York. It's not too far a drive. So, you know, Buffalo is going to have a big battle there. It's at a strange 11:30 a.m. Tip-off time. But again, this is a South Carolina team, as you mentioned, game that's been had a lot of success, fifth straight Sweet 16. They're no strangers to the big stage, and when you have the best player in the country, you've always got a chance. So, you know, they should beat Buffalo, and then after beating Buffalo, if they can go ahead and survive in advance, most likely it's unbeaten in top-seeded UConn that'll be waiting for them.
Right, and you know, I think that for a coach like Dawn Staley, you know, that she wants to always be, you know, making strides. You may not be able to beat UConn, you may not be able to win it all or even make the Final Four every year, but I think that for the South Carolina program, you know, the fact that it's on such good footing should give everybody just a positive going into the next offseason.
Oh, absolutely. They got a lot of people back. Really, Wilson's really the one, main loss. They've got Spahn, who's been hurt for a good bit this season. He'll be also moving on. But they kind of like Clemson with Dante Grantham. You know, they've been without her for a good portion of the season. And, some of the younger players have gotten a chance to play. But definitely on strong footing. And like you said, there's been no drop-off. They keep making strides forward. Tough task to take on the UConn Huskies, a team that's got a lot of experience, a lot of talent, fell short last year in the Final Four, and obviously, I don't know if UConn ever has anything to prove, but, trying to get back on top again, so that would be a tough matchup, but another great season for South Carolina, great support there. They had a 9 o'clock tip on last Sunday night, very unfortunate due to TV time, and, Dawn Staley called it a pajama party. They still right. put 10,000 in the seat, so just people have fallen in love with this program here in Columbia, a lot of support, and we'll see what happens, but five straight Sweet 16s is a pretty darn good achievement either way.
Well, that'll wrap it up for today. We'll see what happens in these next rounds, and maybe we'll be back again to talk about Clemson and South Carolina, one or both. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.